Marquise, you've done it again. You're finding a way to win. That's 5-1-0s from your last seven games, and you're a step closer. How pleased are you with that win?
Yeah, obviously, every 3 points now is key. And we did say at half-time, we probably didn't play our fluent football, and we said we need to find a way of winning, which what you just said, we have done in recent weeks. And instead of 1-0 to the Arsenal, it's 1-0 to the Aki now, isn't it? So, look, it was a tough game. It was a warm day. We could see both teams just felt a little bit towards the end, but we know that first goal in this league, absolutely massive. So lucky enough again, it was that man Billy, so happy days.
How confident are you that you're going to keep a clean sheet every time you take to the pitch at the minute?
Yeah, it is funny, but it's everyone. It's the work ethic from front men to Scotty and Seamus and Sean and Clicker. They make our job so much easier. You look today, Chappie hasn't really made a save, and it's because everything, they're working the nuts off in front of us, and we just sort of seem to just have to mop up, and it's a team thing. And I think since that Grimsby game, that was the one that sort of turned it for us and got back to basics, and then we haven't looked back since.
It was a scruffy, wonderful sort of goal that Billy Key didn't know too much about. When you look in, is it just in? I know you had such a bad run at Christmas.
You're right. It was slow from where I was standing. It was slow motion, and I could see the spin on the ball. I thought it was going to spin out and it hit the post and span in. But it's no fluke, is it? Billy's standing there. He's done it all season. People say it's a lucky goal, but he must be in the right place at the right time, and he seems to do it all the time. So fair play to him.
How's the manager keep a lid on everybody now? Because if you do beat Exeter next week, you've done it and you're promoted. How is he going to keep you on an even keel?
Well, him, Jimmy and John, you've seen us day in, day out. They don't let us get ahead of ourselves or you get brought down. And look, we'll enjoy our journey home. And as we do, I don't know if there's a Mackie's over there, so that, I don't know if Alty's going to go there for us. But no, look, we do. Us experienced lads, I've been around football and a bit older than the two to know that if you get ahead of yourself, it's a game that get bites you on the backside. So we'll enjoy today and look forward to Exeter next week.
Is it dream stuff? Half a dozen games left, one win for automatic promotion?
Well, it is, isn't it? Look, at 83 points now and 40 games. If someone said to you that, especially at Boxing Day, after that Carlisle game, I always look back at that. I didn't see another win coming, never mind. God knows what the rumour on now, but it's a collective thing. Even the lads, I know the gaffer hasn't made a sub in the last 6-7 games, but the good players, so we know on the pitch that we have to do our job or them lads are in. And I keep saying to everyone in the war, everyone will play their part this year, and they do play their part, even though they might not come on the pitch, to do enough to push us, because we know that if we don't do our jobs, they'll be in, because they've got quality lads on the bench too.
You've made the fast food joke already. I think it's pizza on the bus today. That story this week's been everywhere, hasn't it? But does that show how much attention people are paying to Accrington?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, really, isn't it? It's one of them things. And that looks like a new McDonald's as well. I think they've just built it this week by the looks of it. So, look, it was no coincidence. We had a little joke to ourselves. We come into the car park and it was the first thing we seen. But look, it's one of them. Alty looks after us, and he's a top chairman. As you say, you work around the place, you know what he's like. And chairman, the fans, since I've been here, I haven't even heard a boo off a fan since I've been here. And they deserve everything they're getting at the minute. And to come down in the droves today, and they must enjoy their journeys home too.